It's the Madman DVD review of Maria Wolf.
That's right, the wolf. Yeah, right. Sorry. Hi, Maria. How are you?
Hi, good, Mikey. How are you?
Good. It's a learning day.
It is a learning day. I think I've just learned a whole bunch about, you know, hippos and Colombians and the importation of, you know,
National Party donors.
The National Party donors, you know, the profile, the demographic.
Wolf. $150,000 from the wolf.
King of the jungle. Well, this movie is actually set in Tasmania. Is that a little bit of a letdown?
I've been to Tasmania. Tasmania is an interesting place, though.
It's pretty cool.
Interesting history.
Yeah, well, true.
Today's movie is called
The Kettering Incident.
Da-da-da!
And it's set in Kettering, which is an actual place. However, probably the events depicted in this TV series might or might not have taken place.
Da-da-da!
Really? So there's some aspect of truth, potentially?
No, not necessarily.
Oh, you had me.
You can imagine into it. I mean, you know, there is a certain amount of mist and fog that occurs in Tasmania.
Okay, so the weather's real.
The weather is genuine, yes, okay. And we do see some forest scenes, and some of the accents are also real.
Okay.
Yeah. Are we verging towards some sort of Antipodean Twin Peaks?
Bingo.
Yeah.
Really?
This is... So it's a true story or not true story? Let's establish it.
Allow that slippage.
Well, what does that mean?
It's not necessarily a true story. I mean, you know, but if you doze off in the afternoon, it might occur. You know,
it's not necessarily a true story.
Is it kind of like the way Twin Peaks infiltrates your dreams?
There we go.
And then it's thank
you. Well, yes. You should need help.
No, yeah, I appreciate your help, Sarah. Thank you.
So it's not a true story. So it's a made up story, the Kettering incident.
It's a made up story, and it's definitely the coldest film to ever come out of Australia too. It looks really cold. Everyone looks icy. You know, the colour grade is fairly cyan.
It's not the tropical part of Australia, Tasmania, is it?
No, it's not.
No. And so what happens? What happens? What's the deal?
There are two girls. They go out and they, you know, wander through the forest. And Anna Macy is with her best mate, Gillian Baxter. Gillian Baxter doesn't come back. There are all kinds of incidents. They walk towards bright lights in the forest, .. Think the X-Files 1990s.
This could be hokey as, but it's not.
It kind of is in parts.
Well,
it was released in 2016 last year, and there's a second season in development at the moment. It's been compared, of course, to Twin Peaks, but you could think about Altered States and The Tempest as well.
Altered States,
yeah,
Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay, you're okay. A fan. Now you're starting to colour it up a wee bit more. Yep.
All kinds of interesting things occur. There are greenies versus loggers, so there's a tension. People in the arena go missing. Anna moves to the UK. She's a doctor. She suffers from blackouts and odd bleeding. Suddenly she arrives back.
Not ideal for a doctor.
Especially when, you know, some of the blackouts last for days. She suddenly finds herself back in Tasmania without any luggage. And everything resumes. She wanders back into the forest for a dance party with the local delinquents and takes drugs.
This has got so many good elements
it's
already.
It's got good elements. There's a suggestion that perhaps there's an involvement from an Antarctic scientist. There are rumours
the
of toxic waste, the worst type.
Yeah.
And there are all kinds of fan theories all over Reddit about this series.
So
already,
it's all wrapped up.
So it's a series. It's a series.
It's a series. It's a TV series. It's not a film.
Oh, so the DVD is of the series.
Yeah, correct.
In today's
it's
DVD
season
review.
One.
Okay.
Season one.
Okay. Right. Okay.
Just to clarify,
have they made the second series yet?
No, they haven't. It's under development at the moment.
And so, obviously, if there are fan theories all over Reddit, then there's some kind of cliffhanger.
Yeah, there are many, many cliffhangers.
Unresolved.
In fact, every episode has a cliffhanger to some
now
degree.
How long before you were stuck in this when you were watching it? How long till it got you?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's kind of it's quite compelling.
Yeah, like half an episode, two episodes.
Dense plot theory. I think the first episode's pretty
first
gripping.
First episode, you're in there straight away. Oh, Maria.
That's right. With a little bit of awareness, you know, of course, you know. This is sponsored by Foxtel and by BBC, so it's and of course Screen Australia. It's an Australian production with lots of international hookups, and there are a list of episodes that you might be interested in. The banality of the names: Anna and the Lights, episode 2, The Search, that's episode 3, The Forest, Roy, Madness, and The Homecoming. There we go.
I see Roy.
They're very X-Files titles. But you mentioned the involvement of BBC. What is it currently about TV shows and small towns. Particularly
have you been
BBC.
To small towns? They're weird as.
They are weird as. But you've got things like Broadchurch, you've got the Icelandic noir, and then this is considered like... Because, I mean, Tasmania is isolated by itself, and then a small town within an isolated landmass.
Of course, and this is the first, you know,
so
adult
who would
drama
go to a dance party and take drugs there? Exactly.
I don't
New
know.
Zealanders?
Would you, yeah, I was going to say a field trip. there could be a number of people. Perhaps this is going to
live the movie.
Actually be a tourism boost.
before that, it's a very big convict state.
It is. Yeah, that's right.
Great art galleries.
Yeah,
just
nice people.
Just going to throw that out
there.
Yeah. So
the art casino, I know that. Hobart.
Yeah. Hobart, yeah. You can also perhaps change your blood type, as starts to happen to Anna.
What? Oh.
There are fan theories around nuclear dumping and nuclear waste.
What?
Sounds like a colourful bunch of episodes of a very interesting tale, Maria. And so should we give one away, do you think?
I think so,
We've
yeah.
got one to give away, so let's do that promptly. On 309-3879, all you have to do is tell me the name of the capital of Tasmania. The capital of Tasmania. 309-3879, which is where the Kettering incident, which is today's DVD, is set. The exotic climate of Tasmania, which often gets overlooked. Australia, not on maps, because it's quite easy, it's nice to draw. And we all heard of the map of Tassie, haven't we, eh? BFM. Go ahead, please, caller.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello!
Would that be Hobart?
It is Hobart. Hey. Yes, it is, Hobart. Hobart
is
the...
I've been to Tassie.
Have you been to Hobart?
Yes.
Did you go and have a look at a whole bunch of stuff about old convicts and stuff like that?
Went to Port Arthur.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Yep. incredibly homophobic in that place for a while there too. Tasmanians were
kind of creepy, and then the whole massacre thing is just next level kind of, yeah.
Yeah, but interesting history though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. It's a beautiful place.
Yeah, it is. All right, well then, why don't you stay there? We'll get your details after this, okay?
Cool, thank you.
Thank you. Maria, this DVD's out now.
It is, yes.
And you're all ready for the... Is it obviously another season on the way
at
some stage?
It's under development at the moment. So,
awesome,
yeah.
Awesome. Thank you very much for coming in this morning.
Welcome.
The DVD's called The Kettering Incident.
That was the Madman DVD Review.